Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're going to be talking about Tesla finally releasing the FSD beta request button. They've also released a so-called safety score beta. We've also got California's DMV sharing some thoughts on that. And then a leaked email from Elon Musk, news in China, estimated delivery timelines, and a couple other things as well. Strong start to the week for Tesla stock today, carrying forward some of that momentum that we had seen at the end of last week, finishing today up 2.2% to $791.36. That compared to the NASDAQ, which was actually down 0.5% on the day. Tesla didn't quite break through $800 per share today, but it did hit an intraday high of $799, and that is now the highest that we've seen in over 7 months. Remember when we talked on Friday, the closing price was the highest we'd seen in 7 months, but it didn't quite surpass an intraday high that we had seen back in April. As for today's closing price, this is actually the 29th highest closing price for Tesla all time, which is kind of fun to think about. You know, if you think about all of the days that Tesla has traded since IPO, this day would fall in the top month in terms of Tesla's share price. It's an exciting time for that to happen too, as we now are in the final week of Q3. And of course, over the weekend, we did finally get the FSD beta request button. Now, obviously, this is only available for FSD purchasers or subscribers and only in the United States right now, but it at least marks the beginning of a wider release. We did also get version 10.1 of the FSD beta over the weekend, and I posted a video of our first drive of that. Personally, haven't noticed a lot of differences there yet. My hunch is that it's not really truly 10.1 as Elon had originally described it, because we, of course, didn't see the single stack integration yet. So it really might just be 10.1 in name only. Hopefully we'll see some bigger changes in the next version. So anyway, alongside 10.1 and the FSD beta request button, we also got Tesla releasing the safety score beta system, which Tesla explains on their site. It's based on 5 safety factors: forward collision warnings per 1,000 miles, hard braking, which Tesla describes as backward acceleration in excess of 0.3 Gs, which is equivalent to a decrease in vehicle speed of greater than 6.7 miles per hour in 1 second. Then there is aggressive turning in excess of 0.4 Gs, unsafe following, which is basically the percentage of time when you're going greater than 50 miles per hour, and there is also a car within 3 seconds of you that you're close enough to be within 1 second of that vehicle. So kind of difficult to explain, but makes sense. And then the last one is forced autopilot disengagement, which is the vehicle just kicking you off of autopilot for not having your hands on the wheel. Hopefully that one is pretty easy to avoid. Tesla shares the exact formula for how the safety score is then calculated on a 0 to 100 basis. Forced autopilot disengagement has the most significant impact, followed by hard braking, both of which are significantly more heavily weighted than the others. I'm sure many Tesla owners are also very happy to see that there is no penalty for fast acceleration in and of itself. I think overall this is probably a pretty good implementation, and it's interesting with Tesla sort of tying this into the FSD beta button and presumably how users are then selected for the rollout. It actually seems to have gotten people kind of excited for the safety score, which generally I don't think would be all that well received. So some pretty tactical execution there by Tesla, and obviously it'll be interesting to see how this gets developed, because this can form the backbone, the basis for Tesla insurance. As far as how the actual beta request button is going to work and the timelines there, unfortunately we don't have any further updates on that. The last communication we got from Elon was on September 17th, in which he said, if driving behavior is good for 7 days, beta access will be granted. That did make it seem like a relatively wide release happening pretty soon, but obviously with Tesla timelines can change, so I think just mentally prepare for it being as early as a week or maybe sometime beyond that. I did see that the safety score, it looks like that calculates on a rolling 30-day basis. It's probably not relevant to the button, but you never know. I think there's a very justifiable open question of, okay, is this actually ready for wide release at this point in time? I've been a little bit cautious on sharing my thoughts on that. I've just wanted to get a little bit more experience with it first, but with the risk of saying something that could obviously come back and look like a foolish comment, I do think that it's probably ready to be relatively wide released. It's certainly not perfect at this point in time. It's a long way away from being level 4 or level 5. And if you're using it in complicated downtown dense environments like we do in the FSD beta videos we put on the channel here, it's going to do some weird stuff. But inherently, to me, that does not make this unsafe by any means. And once you use it for a bit, I do think it's pretty easy to tell when it's not going to be able to handle something very well. And in those circumstances, you can just drive manually like you're doing today. I personally don't believe that the lack of perfection in those areas should hold people back from being able to have the other features, the other value that this really does add, because it is really great. It is really mind-blowing. It does a lot of really awesome stuff. And if you're in a normal situation, like you're driving around in the suburbs, it's phenomenal software. Last week, we did a 17-mile, basically 30-minute long drive off-highway with zero interventions. That was on 10.0.1, so we didn't post it, but I am going to post it as an unlisted video for those of you that do actually want to check that out. Just trying to not inundate everyone too much with FSD videos, but it will be in the description if you do want to watch it. But in my view, just because it's not level 4 doesn't mean people shouldn't be allowed to have access to that functionality. All that being said, my concern is with how the media and regulators might react, and I think that's probably the heart of everyone else's concern too, and I fully share that concern because obviously we've seen how stupid all of that can be at times. So while I'm trying to take a rational view on my thoughts there, maybe that's just not the right way to approach it. I think it'd be a lot easier decision if Tesla didn't insist on calling it full self-driving, because even with the beta, it just makes it so much easier and gives so much more teeth to any complaints against the system. Anyway, a little bit of an aside there, but that leads into the next update here, which is from a CNBC article about the FSD beta button. They reached out to the California DMV about this and got a response. And the DMV basically said that this is not an autonomous vehicle. This is still level 2 technology, that they're continuing to gather information and work with Tesla. And if any expansion or feature addition made it autonomous, then they would obviously need to operate under those regulations. So basically, no issues with the technology that Tesla is deploying, but they do say that, quote, the DMV is reviewing the company's use of the term full self-driving for its technology. Because it is ongoing, the DMV cannot discuss the review until it is complete, end quote. So we'll see how things go. In my view, everyone should be able to have the beta. I think it's ready for that. But at the same time, it obviously intensifies the spotlight on Tesla, which has already been intensifying, and that could create pressure leading to potentially unnecessary regulation, which could certainly harm the company. I would love to see Tesla create a video, or even better, some sort of training module that users have to go through before even being able to enable the beta, if for no other reason than just to have to show people how extremely clear the limitations of the system have been communicated to each of these people when inevitably an accident does happen. Anyway, we can move on. I know a little bit long-winded there, but I did want to just try to express my thoughts as best I could on what is a complicated subject, the open question of wide release. All right, next up here, we get our first look at a new feature that is separate from the FSD beta. This is what we talked about last week, with Tesla automatically slowing down for emergency vehicles on the side of the road when on autopilot at night. So this was shared on Reddit by user Pendulum, I think. Not sure on the pronunciation of that, but really exciting to see that feature in production. The little message that comes up on the autopilot screen is autopilot speed limited for emergency lights. Tap accelerator pedal to cancel. I think that should go a long way in easing any concerns about the current NHTSA investigation. All right, next up here, we seem to just have a quick little leaked email from Elon Musk to Tesla employees over the weekend. This was obtained by Electrek, and it doesn't look like they shared the full email text, but the gist of it seems to be that, quote, this will be the most intense delivery week ever for Tesla, end quote. So similar tone there to what we had heard in previous leaked emails earlier in the quarter, so nothing really unexpected there. But Electrek does also note that Elon Musk thanked Tesla workers for the hardcore delivery push. Probably doesn't change too much, but anytime there's a leaked email, I do feel like we gotta kind of cover it. All right, next up here, we've got some potentially very exciting news out of Giga Shanghai. This was shared on Wuwa's channel. He does the drone flyover videos at Shanghai, usually gets some pretty good information. So he says, quote, Tesla's Shanghai plant has reached its best production capacity, surpassing any period since the plant was built. According to sources, the production capacity of Model Y in the second phase even reached a record of 1,600 units per day, end quote. All right, so that would be a significant step up, where I think previously they had said Model Y at 1,000 units per day. Maybe it was 1,200, just going off memory from that. But the important point, 1,600 per day, that would be peak capacity. If you could pull that off for a full month, you'd get more than 45,000 units, but they're not going to be at that peak rate for the entirety of a month, let alone an entire quarter. But maybe 85 or 90% of that, and that could put monthly production somewhere between 40, 45,000 or so Model Ys. Layer in the 20 plus thousand Model 3s, and maybe Shanghai capacity expands beyond 60,000 per month. Probably doesn't really give us any new information for September specifically, because we had that rumor of 300,000 vehicles being produced towards the end of September. It looks like Reuters has sourced that same information, so that is looking like it's probably pretty likely. But I think people are significantly underestimating what Shanghai could accomplish in Q4. That being said, there are some new supply challenges popping up in China right now, reports of power curbs, so power restrictions being put in place, and that is causing some factories, maybe not Giga Shanghai itself, but potentially some Tesla suppliers, to have to limit production. So I have heard that this may have an impact. We'll have to keep an eye on it and see if we hear anything more. Last bit of news on China, we did have another one of those kind of weird scripted Elon Musk videos, similar to last time. Not a whole lot new from that, but Elon did say that Tesla will continue to expand their investment and R&D efforts in China. Not surprising to hear, but it's been kind of a confusing year for Tesla so far, year to date in China. So I would expect that most people would be pleased to have a little bit of that assurance. All right, next up here, we've got an update on estimated delivery wait times in the US. We talked last week about Tesla moving the long range Model Y and the standard range Model 3 estimated delivery wait times out to March. Well, at least on the long range Model Y, now that has already moved out to April. So huge backlog here. I think Tesla will continue to prioritize performance Model Ys and the margin that comes alongside those vehicles. Honestly, with such a long backlog, Tesla probably should raise prices again on the Model Y. It's been a while since we've seen that, but I guess Tesla's probably pretty happy with where the margin is at already. All right, and then lastly for today, we've got an update on Tesla's annual shareholder meeting. Remember, this is scheduled for October 7th. However, Tesla has moved it from being in Fremont to now Giga Texas, and unfortunately, it is now going to be a virtual-only event. So the virtual-only part, probably not all that surprising, but the move to Texas, even though it is virtual-only, the combination of those two things kind of makes it more interesting. Could just be that that was easier for Elon's schedule, or, I don't know, maybe they have something ready to announce at that point from Texas. We'll see. All right, that will wrap it up for today then. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Tuesday, September 28th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.